Check 1-2, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. And hot off the presses, man. I don't want y'all to think that this is like no gossip column or no Inquirer type shit, man, that me and my boy Tony on, man. But we feel it is very important to tell the tale of these goddamn freaks that we fuck with, man. We have to illustrate our points. And in order to do that, we have to tell these stories, man, because y'all just won't believe some of the shit that goes on daily with these freaks, man. So once again, I got my partner back, man, nigga Fucius Magneto back in the joint. And we are going to continue one of the stories that he expressed, and I believe it was a Power Trick Power Trick Roundtable 3, was it, that we just did?
Trick Roundtable 3.
God damn, I'm losing track of time, man, and all these shows we've been doing. So, okay, man. Last time we left off, you had a female that she was just bumping her head against a brick wall, man, just steadily doing stupid shit. You know, once again, we was talking about how you can't save them and shit, man. And she was in trouble with the law, so to speak. So, would you like to go ahead and elaborate on what has transpired since then? Because I couldn't fucking believe it, man. I thought it was like an April Fool's joke that you was playing on me, man. But go ahead and let it roll, man. Tell motherfuckers what's going on with that latest situation, man.
Basically, it happened just like I expected it to. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I told you, you know, I said, look, here's what's happening. This is going to go down. She's going to end up in a situation.
Right.
She's going to get locked up and she's going to expect me to stroke a bond for free.
Right.
And I'm going to become a bad guy, a lame and a villain, because I won't stroke a bond for free.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what wound up happening in essence was, she went up trying to smuggle drugs into the penitentiary. You know, she was in there trying to smuggle drugs into the penitentiary and got caught, you know.
Oh, man.
And so then she called crying to my come get me, and I was like, I'm not stroking a bond for free.
Right.
And then on top of that, you know, have $17,000 worth of liability, and I don't collect a dime. I'm not doing that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Then it became, well, call such and such. He got half of it. Okay, what's his number? I don't know nobody's number but yours. Oh, how convenient.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, in essence, I mean, she got caught up. She got caught up, and I told you. The old saying is, either you die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah.
And the thing is that I was working to try to, you know, get her off papers.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying my best to get her off papers. And, you know, I'm, you know, working or, you know, taking care of business. And I get a call. She'd been busted down there in an adjacent county smuggling in drugs to the jail.
Wow.
And so I went through, I was tested. I mean, because she called crying 3 and 4 times, trying to get me to come down there and post that bond.
Wow.
You know, I mean, she tried to prick a Power Trick's conscience, something fierce. You know, call crying repeatedly over and over again. There's nothing I can do. Don't turn your back. No, there's nothing I can do.
Man. You didn't try to save her, Tony?
Man, there's nothing I can do.
You ain't motherfucker put the cape on one last time for the bitch, man. Come on,
my
man.
My cape is in the cleaners. There's nothing I can do.
But this is what kills me, man. Right. All right. You putting in your time, your money, you know, your effort in trying to save a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then she goes and she does the 180. She goes and does something totally contrary, you know what I mean, to what she's supposed to be doing. She's supposed to be appreciating your efforts to try and save her ass, man. And then she does something. It just boggled my mind, man. She actually puts the dope on her. Walks up into a state-run facility prison, right? And gets caught with the shit. You know, to me, that just sound like it was just the height of disrespect. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, here you are being a righteous dude trying to save a bitch, man. And then she does something totally contrary to that. Just totally disregard the shit that you've been trying to do for the bitch, man, for the longest. Trying to keep her ass out of hot water. And she deliberately jumps in the goddamn pot while it's boiling.
Yeah, and that's what I told her. I said, you basically spit in my face.
Right.
Yes, you did. You basically spit in my face.
Yeah.
I jumped through these hoops to try to get you out of this situation, but you chose to go do this.
Right.
You know, and she was like, well, I know it was stupid. I know you, man. I know you, you know, you're pissed. I know. So, well, if you know I'm pissed, then you should understand why I'm not going to stroke this bond. No, you can't do that. You can't turn your back on me. Everybody else has turned their back on me. You can't turn your back on me. I'm not turning my back on you. What I will do, I will facilitate your escape, but I ain't putting my signature on none of that shit.
Exactly.
I ain't putting my signature on nothing. Especially for free. See, that's the big word. That is the operative concept in this whole drama.
Right.
For free. Because you know how it is. You know what I always say, there's the in-jail conversation and there's the out-of-jail conversation.
Right.
Those are two distinctly different conversations. They're different in tone, they're different in attitude, and they're different in pitch. The in-jail conversation is, please, I promise. The out-of-jail conversation is, fuck you, Blaine.
That's exactly what it is, man.
That's the out-of-jail conversation. The in-jail conversation is entirely different than the out-of-jail conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I get ready to ask for my bread back, some of my bread, then all of a sudden here come the attitude.
Right.
Then all of a sudden here come the, well, if you didn't want to do it, you didn't have to, but, you know, after you done got over and done, you know, got what you need, and now you want to spit in my face and say, fuck you, you know, now here comes the attitude. Nah, we're not trick no good. We're not doing that.
Man.
We're not doing that. We're not. I was born at 11:10 p.m. on November 10th. I wasn't born on 11:10 p.m. April 6th.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So that wasn't going to happen. You know, the concept was to, you know, please, I'm sorry. I mean, I can't do nothing for you. Best I can do, you come up with 5%, and then what I'll do is I'll put, you know, put the things in places. I was just going to, you know, farm it out to somebody else and let them deal with it. I wasn't going to touch it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's as far as I can go with it. You know, I can bust you up out of there for, you know, a payment plan, but I won't have nothing to do with it, and I'm not involved in it.
Right.
You know, well, such and such got this. I'm okay, what's the number? I don't know the number, and he don't get off. Please come get me. No. That's not gonna happen.
Damn, man.
But and what, I said, soon I'm gonna become every kind of lame in the book.
But you's a simp, Tony. You supposed to go down and get that bitch. You's a simp, man. You ain't no simp.
I was not about to go down there and I was not gonna do that shit. Not after I put out the means for you to try to get out the system. You go do some stupid shit and get right back in system. And you facing extensive jail time with a new felony, with no money in my hand?
Exactly.
Oh, I ain't that much head in the world.
Boy, she trying to really dig in your pockets, man.
You know, ain't that much. I'm gonna pay it. I promise I'll pay you all your money. I'll pay. No. That's the in jail conversation. detailed conversation is. Well, I don't have it. I don't have, you knew I didn't have it when I got, now you trying to act funny and, you know, that's the out of jail conversation.
Yeah.
I don't have it, don't know when I'm gonna have it, and don't, and will never have it. I'll call you when I get it. You know, telling me this, of course, over my phone that I'm paying for, mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me how you gonna fuck me over on my own line. Nah, that wasn't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, I got a reason to cut the line off.
Wow, man. And then you also told me she incriminated herself over the phone because they was
over recording. Over the phone. Basically, yeah. Said it over the phone on a recorded line.
Mm. She basically
on a recorded line.
She self admitted to bringing in the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
On the phone. Mm. On the phone.
God damn. And then you was telling me
on a recorded line, and where they plainly tell you this call is being recorded.
Hell no, nah, man. God damn. Then you was telling me how her and her, you know, family, you know, looking at you sideways, like you actually obligated to go and get her.
Well, it's her friends, because, you know, her family ain't really dealing with her like that.
Okay, all right.
See what I'm saying? She done burned those bridges, too.
Okay.
So now it's her friends, it's her stupid-ass friends.
Okay.
You know, she had this girl. It was one girl called me today, and she was like, "She really needs you." I'm like, "No, she don't need me. She don't need me. She need a good lawyer. She don't need me. She need a good defense attorney. She don't need me."
Okay.
You know, I got T.D. Jakes on her. She need the Lord. She don't need me.
Jesus got me. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning.
I said, she need Jesus, and she need a good defense for you. She don't need me. She needs you right now. You going to tell her that's some lame-ass shit? That's some lame-ass nigga shit? I said, well, I guess I just have to be a lame-ass nigga. Because I damn sure I'm not going to stroke no $17,000 worth of liability. I'm just not going to do that.
Nerve of these hoes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nerve of these goddamn scandalous-ass mm-hmm. hoes.
Yeah.
You putting in all that work to save a bitch, man. God damn, boy. Ooh, and I'd be willing to bet that, you know, most of her friends probably don't even know to the extent you've played guard and blocked all sorts of bullshit from coming her way. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I enlightened them, because I told them straight out the box.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I put money out there to keep her out of jail.
Right.
To get her off papers. You know, I advocated for her to get off papers so she could smoke as much weed as she wanted to.
Right.
And you fucked that up by doing this? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not racing to the rescue for that. Fuck that. I'm not playing Dudley Do Right. I'm not doing that.
God.
I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Nice. If I can facilitate and help indirectly, I'll do that. But
right.
Putting my name on some shit, that's against the rules.
Shit, yeah, man. A bitch ruined your life, man.
That's against the rule.
Like that. Yeah, man.
And, you know, her own, and truth be told, man, you know, this is how cold, you know, her own so-called family snitching on her.
Oh, okay.
You know, her own so-called family. I was talking to one of her family members, and she was like, well, if she out, if I thought she was going halfway do right, I'd sign. Mm. And I know she ain't going halfway, but you telling that to me.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
You telling that to me, you see. If I thought she was going halfway do right, I'd sign, but I know she ain't going halfway do right. But she told me she wouldn't run. That shit.
Right.
She said she'll run all the way to New York, or she'll run to Florida.
Got
she said, we got family members that would hide her out.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'll be damned. All of this is coming out.
Wow.
Now.
Man.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no. It's just been, what it is vindication.
Mm.
It's vindication that, you know, I did what I was supposed to do.
Okay.
Know when to let them go. Because this is her own so-called family member saying, if you do that, she gonna run.
Right.
This is her own so-called family member saying, you know, she's gonna hide people out because, you know, she hides some. According to them, she hid out a murderer.
Mm,
a murderer.
Okay.
hiding out murderers. You know, what happens when it's your turn to hide out? You facing a sin.
Yeah.
Don't give me all that. I ain't never ran. I ain't scared to go to prison. But then if you ain't scared to go to prison, then why are we having this conversation?
Boy.
Then he comes, I want to get out for my babies. Wait a minute, you weren't thinking about your baby when you did this shit.
Mm-hmm. You know, but check it out. That's the funny thing, because right on the last show, we was talking about how one of my broads, man, was readily doing that shit, taking drugs up in the pen and shit for niggas, you know what I'm saying? And then here you go, maybe like three, four days later, hit me with that story. That's why I was like, man, I like Tony bullshit. He this is like some sort of goddamn prank, man. I are you serious? I'm like, man. And then this is the thing with me, right? I was thinking to myself, wow, the height of disrespect, right? Because, okay, of course I ain't gonna say no names, but I was like, well, who was she muling the drugs in for? You know what I mean? I'm thinking to myself, damn, please don't tell me she was just muling the drugs in just for no random dusty ass nigga, man. You know what I mean? Because that's really a slap in the face to my nigga Tony. You know what I'm saying? But then we found out it was someone who was much more dear to her. You know what I mean? Someone who signed on the dotted line and actually married her and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it, to me, that's an interesting situation, man, because it kind of calls into question, like, I hate to get locked up in that alpha, beta type shit, but basically it really transcends that, because really it's just talking about speaking to her own selfish self-interest, really, you know what I mean? It wasn't like she was leveraging you against him. It was a situation where she just wanted to eat, and she just wanted to get a quick come up, and she didn't give a fuck how she got it, or by, you know, the means in which it came.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it was. It was a quick come up.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because he had promised, you know, for her to get X amount of dollars.
Right.
But again, he this genius said this on a recorded line. This genius laid out this scam on a damn recorded line.
Wow, man. Yep.
You know, so when he put this shit on a recorded line, the only thing they did, they sat there and listened to that shit. And when she showed up, state police was there and they busted us.
Yep, because you know we sit there. At least I was sitting there analyzing. It was like, damn, which so-called boss hog ass nigga, you know, was in her ear and made her do that shit to go against, you know, Tony? Because that's how I seen it. You know what I mean? You actually going against Tony's word, you know what I mean? Or you know, Tony's efforts to try and keep your ass out of prison. But you got another nigga inside prison baiting you to come in and, for all intents and purposes, come live in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So really, to me, it's a real study in psychology, man. You know, when we keep talking about disturbances in the force and how a bitch, you know, basically listen to a motherfucker that's, you know, in her ear the most and all that shit, man. And then you factor in the fact that she's starving and she ain't eating. You know, bitches do not make rational fucking decisions at all, man. They are basically, I mean, they puppets, man. They puppets on a string, man. It's like, really, I mean, it's that easy to convince you to do something that fucking stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, like, it was more out of desperation, because, see, truth be told.
Right.
Yes, I gave a hand of assistance. Yes, I assisted. Yes, I helped with a lot of things. But see, I always kept my, you know me, man. I always keep my distance.
Yeah.
I always keep myself a sufficient distance away, because I don't like to be at arm's reach.
Exactly.
Bad things, when you're dealing with the females that we deal with, bad shit happens when you're at arm's reach.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you're within arm's reach, you could be robbed. If you're in arm's reach, you can go to prison. If you're in, because they got so many scams and machinations going on that you don't know what you're in the middle of. You don't know what kind of shit they're doing out here in the streets. You don't have no idea of the type of shit that they pull with different types of niggas and different types of scenarios that they done got draped off in. You have no understanding of that.
Right.
And if you are at arm's reach, it is easy for you to get, they said, wrong place, to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
You see? Mm-hmm. And so I always, as a general rule, I always keep my distance. You should always keep a distance.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted. Just because we're doing what we're doing, that doesn't mean, or at least for me, that doesn't mean that I'm up under them 24/7, because I'm not.
Okay.
That doesn't mean, a lot of times I go 2 or 3, maybe 4 months without seeing.
Okay.
That's done on purpose.
Right.
You cannot have people with that kind of machinations and fuckery in your circle, because that shit is contagious. Robert Greene was right. People's attitudes, mind state, consequences, and karma is contagious. So, you know, you always have to keep a degree of separation. If you don't keep a degree of separation, you will get swept up in that fuckery, and it's a wrap.
Okay.
It's over. It only takes one time for them to throw something under your seat.
Yeah.
It only takes one time for you to be in a car with somebody where they done some fucked up shit, and they spray the car or they spray the house.
Right.
You have to be cognizant and mindful of those things. That's why I put that degree of separation in. I never let any bitch I fuck with get tired of me.
Okay.
I'm always Casper. I'm always in ghost mode.
Right.
I'm always seldom seen. That's just a general practice when you're dealing in this power trick dynamic. You cannot be too accessible. That's just the way that it works. Because if you do anything that is in extreme excess, is devalued.
Exactly.
So, yes, I did help. Yes, I was assistant, but I wasn't there every day.
Right.
I didn't, a lot of times, truth be told, man, I didn't answer the phone a lot of times. You see what I'm saying? Because I did that. That's a discipline that I have to put myself through, because if you get, again, if you get used to jumping up, getting up, jumping and running every time they call, you're going to fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because they will never appreciate that.
Damn sure don't, nigga. Damn sure don't.
And the proof is in the motherfucking pudding. I shell out resources and money to get you off papers. What did you do?
She motherfucker put dope on her and run up in the prison, man. Shit. For real, that shit crazy. That boggles my fucking... And then you told me that they actually gave her a heads up. What was that about? I gave her a heads up?
From what I understand, they gave her a warning.
Okay.
Again, this is from one of her so-called relatives.
Okay.
One of her so-called relatives said that they told her... Because she, according to her so-called relative, she had been smuggling the shit in her kid's pamper.
Okay.
And the prison authorities told her, look, don't bring the kid back.
Okay.
In other words, letting her know that they know what she's doing.
Okay.
And they letting her slide. They cut her a pass the first time around.
Okay.
You see, basically what they're telling you is, we're giving you a break. We're giving you a break. Don't bring the kid back.
Damn.
And then they hatch this elaborate plot on a fucking recorded line.
Idiocracy, nigga.
Go and walk right into the arms of the fucking state police.
Wow, man. Now did she try and smuggle it on the kid, or was it on her?
I think it was on her. They didn't take the kid back, but it was on her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess she did take their advice, but still, She missed the point altogether.
The point altogether was don't bring the fucking shit back. We know what you're doing.
Shit. I can't take it.
I'm like, okay, that should have been a clue.
Oh, my God.
But they're on to you. Mm. And again, he's talking over a recorded mic.
Man, I can't believe
That's the first thing. This call is being recorded.
Yep.
They tell you that.
Yeah.
So how did he think he was hatching some elaborate caper?
Woo.
This shit would be comical if it wasn't so sad.
Right, man.
You know, so now we're in a situation to where it seems as though by the time he come out, she gonna be in there.
Shit. How much time you think she'll get? Because basically what people probably don't know is, once again, you was trying to keep her from doing, because she had time on the shelf from her previous
charge,
which was a dope case. And that was like, well, how many years was that? 6 years? What many years?
Yeah, it was about, no, it was probably about
3 years?
3 years ago. 2-3 years ago.
I know, but how much time was she supposed to get for that charge?
6 years.
Okay, 6 years. And then with this new shit capped on, I mean, what do you think will happen in your expert opinion?
I think what they're going to do is they're going to, she's going to get the most of the 2 times. That's what's going to happen. She's going to get them up, but with the way the system is fucked up, they may just give her 3 years.
Okay.
With the way the system works, they may just give her 3 years.
All right.
And be done with it. But the point is, she won't be getting out till about round 2020, some shit like that.
It's crazy, man. You went ahead and did all that. You know, it, once again, the so-called, you know, beta male, which is needed in society to basically stabilize shit, to bring order to shit, you know, it's like, you know, no one appreciates the efforts of, and I don't want to say nice guy, I just say, I don't know, how would you classify us? Because we definitely not what you would necessarily call nice, because it depends on,
well, I've been told I'm not a nice guy.
Oh, you're definitely not a nice guy, trust me.
I've been told I'm worse than street nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I've been told.
Yeah, you definitely, you know, and all depend on which bitches you talk to about me. You know, motherfucking bitches hate my name out there in them streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga, fuck Mike, he hates shit. You know what I'm saying? But yet still, it's cats like me and you that can get shit done. And it's cats like me and you that's a stabilizing effect in, dare I say, the black community and shit, man. But yet still, our efforts, you know, are for naught, man. It's like, you know, we could pay 1,000 bills. We could stop 1,000 bitches from going to jail. You know what I mean? But yet still, you know, we end up being lames. That's just crazy.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. The thing is that... with me, see, again, I would draw, after, you know, I would draw my hand, man. And right. I had this same scenario happen with another female.
Mm-hmm.
Another female I was fucking with, you know, and she caught a case. She bit a bitch nose off.
Okay.
Mm. Literally. Damn. Hit the bitch. No, not a nose. Her nose.
Yeah, you remember, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, she bit a bitch's nose. I mean, literally, she deformed the girl.
Wow, okay.
You see what I'm saying? She deformed the girl. Mm. And she ran for like 6 months. She was on Miami Valley's Most Wanted and all that shit.
Okay.
And then I convinced her, I said, well, look, go turn yourself in. And, you know, I said, you know, go turn yourself in. And then I'll let the court know you turned yourself in. Maybe they'll have some, you know, some consideration for that on your bond. Shit, the judge said, nope, 50 grand. And she come calling me. I said, nope, I need 35.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So then when she went in there, you know, she started thinking that, you know, I was just going to, again, stroke a free bond. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. They're going to bring me X amount of dollars. and I got X amount of dollars and I bonded her out.
Okay.
But, you know, it was one of them situations where she was just going downhill. And when she was going downhill, you know, with all this other fucker in, see, karma was coming back on her for all the grimy shit she had done.
Okay.
And so when all that shit came back on her, she was robbed. She was out here robbing niggas, set niggas up to get robbed, and all that shit was coming back on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she thought that I was, I'm not doing that. You know, and you can't use the pussy as emotional blackmail. No, you can't do that.
Right.
You know, I don't accept the currency of emotional blackmail. I don't fall for that. So when she was in there, I told her straight up, I said, I can't afford to take on your problems. It may sound kind of cold, but I can't afford to take on your problems.
Right.
I can't. I'm out here trying to make a business work. I'm out here trying to eat. I can't take on your problems. I will assist you where and when I can, but I can't take on your problems. And for that, I got labeled worse than the street nigga. She said that my head game is, when I say my head game, I'm talking about my manipulation skills.
Exactly.
She said that they were worse than the street.